Okay, today is Daf Pei Zayin. We are on Pei Vav and Vez, bottom line. Tanya Idach. We learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Suma Ein Lo Boshes. There's no Boshes by a Suma. V'chein, Hay Rabbi Yehuda, Podro, Mikol Didim Sheva Torah. Not only that, Rabbi Yehuda patered a Suma from every mitzvah in the Torah. Says Tosvos, the first V'chein, we're going to do both of them. V'chein, Hay Rabbi Yehuda, Podro, Mikol Didim Sheva Torah. Tema, Im Kain, my area, the part of Yehuda Boshes, Lael. Why is he patting him from Boshes? Le Malay, Xerishava, De Einecha. Isn't there Xerishava? Venira Lari, Shalabasov, Chazibo Rabbi Yehuda, Mashahaya, Potro, Mi Boshes. He retracted that Xerishava. Reading Yitosvas. Levad, Kishamatza, Drasha, La Potro, Mi Misa, Vigolas. Then he found a different drasha to pat him from Misa and Goloth. The problem Pnei Yeshua says, how do you retract the Gzeira Shava? Yeah. You learned it from your Rebbe, it's a Kabbalah. How do you retract that? You can retract the Svara, right? How do you retract the Gzeira Shava?
He doesn't hold that Yeshua is Dola and Kmeis.
What? What do you mean?
Well, we have a...
Right, so look at the next Tosfos. Tema. Hadadam Perakakorias HaMegillah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if you never saw the sun, lo yifros al shema. You can't dive in for the amid. For shema, because you're going to say yotam oros, and you never saw them oros. You can't do it. The ra nistama nami. Even if you had vision, and you lost it, you also can't dive for the amid. Why? Amar, hacha, departed mikol mitzvos, vayich yifros al shema, lo tziacherim. The problem is, but what if you had vision and you lost it? Then you can daven for the Amid. Because you saw the Moros once. Ask Tosvos, but how could you, but you're not chayav yourself. If you putter in all mitzvos, how can you be able to do someone else? So how can you daven for the Amid? Right? That's Tosvos' question. Right now he's not chayav. So how can he be able to do someone else? Uyubirishami muki, shalom rama oros biyamav. Rishami explained, you know what that means? He never saw the sun? Not that he's blind. Shiyasha Bebeza Ophel, he was in a dungeon, Oshinolad Bemara, he was born in a cave. There ain't no Suma. He's not blind. Asi Shapir. Aval Gemara Didon Damasha Damari Besuma Mamish. We're talking about Mamish Asuma. Umafarish Taima Derb Yehuda Dharma Ain Poros Mishum De Ain Nan and Min Hamoros. And he never benefited from the Moros. Verabonan Savri Isle Hanak Rabiosi Shira. The Rabbanan Savri, Itzle Hanak Reb Yossi. The Rabbanan must hold like Reb Yossi. That what? Shara, Suma, Vavuka, Biado. He saw Suma's holding a torch. What is Suma holding a torch for? He can't see anything. Anyway. Vamale, Bini, Avuka, Zu, Lama. What do you have a torch for? Amale, calls Mancha, Avuka, Zu, Biadi, Periadim, Rodo, see. And that's not for me, I can't see. It's for you, should see me. Right? Umatzil, and I'll see Menapsachim, Menapchasim. You'll protect me. You see, I'm here, you'll protect me. That's a different story. Now, that answers that one issue. Vahai, taima, lo shayich, ela basuma mamish. That only mamish applies by a suma. Venera, listen to this unbelievable Tosfos. Afag after potter Yehuda misuma, mikol mitzvos, even though Yehuda just said, a suma's potter in all mitzvos, mikol makom, midrabanan chayiv. Midrabanan, they're chayiv in all mitzvos. Now, I guess they do their best, they try, some it's hard, I'm not saying it's not easy, someone's in that situation, it's not an easy life, it's a hard life, but try after try. Why? De'isha, mifta mitzvah seishas man grama, a woman, who's only is not chayav mitzvah seishas man grama, v'lo mechayvinan afilu midrabanan, mishum sheyesh mitzvos harbe michayavis. We don't have to make a woman chayav mitzvah midrabanan, because there's other mitzvahs to do. So it's not, you don't want to sit in the sukkah, you can't force her to sit in the sukkah. She doesn't want to. It's cold. She'll sit in the house. This is perfectly. Many times people do that. Yeah. Why did I have the Rabbanan? We didn't make the requirement. Aval Suma eat patartly mikol mitzvos afilu mid Rabbanan. If a Suma is potter from all mitzvos, even mid Rabbanan, im kain havalekam anachri. It's like a guy. It's unbelievable vart.
Yeah.
It's like a guy sitting around doing like a non Jew. Shehein noig b'toros yisrael klal. No mitzvos at all. Ulakach, also shalom, always be yamav, I feel midrabanan lo yifros al shema. Even if you never, even midrabanan, you can't have the amud, given the less lehana, Aval imrav v'nistema chayiv midrabanan. But if you once had vision and you lost it, then you're chayiv to daven for the army midrabanan. Umoti acher b'dei chavason d'acher no nami lo mechayiv el midrabanan. You could then you can motzi other people also. The kriyishma derabanan who? That's kriyishma derabanan. That's controversial. That's what he says. Kidamar b'mei shemeso v'lo dami d'chayiv suma. Listen to this. V'lo dami l'chayiv suma l'chayiv cotton. Cotton also has daven shema for chinuch purposes. We don't let a cotton daven for the amid. So I would let this guy daven for the amid. And not all derabanans are created equal. That's the answer, right? Right? She'ain el l'chancho. The only time a cotton is davening is for chinuch. Da'afag after chayev midrabanan, even though he's chayev midrabanan, ain poris al shmal hotzei achayev midei chavasan. Because a cotton still can't daven for the amid. Right? So what's the answer? It's a little obvious, no? It's a different. You can't compare the derabanan of a katan to the derabanan of an adult. If for whatever reason he's not chayev, he's blind. You really can't compare the two, right? Okay.
The katan can daven be yechidah. I mean, the katan doesn't necessarily have to daven for the yonim.
No, he's saying why can't he? Why can't he?
That chinuch isn't davening for the yonim.
Why not?
It's davening.
Why not?
Why can't a chinuch is davening for the yonim?
Why not? I was just reading last night. Is there chinuch in tshuva?
Yes.
Yeah, is there?
Why not?
Can he sin? Right? Interesting. It's interesting. Interesting idea. Philosophically, interesting. Always chinuch is always interesting because what is it exactly? Yeah. Right? Okay. That's. I think that was pretty interesting. Does us no?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Believe it or not, the Rashba holds that a suma is not chayev and mitzvahs at all, even on a derabanan level, right? However, he does say it's a midas chasidus only. Because we have in a minute, Rabbi Yossi got happy when he told him he was blind, and he got happy. So, what do you mean he got happy? He was chayiv anyway, midrabanan. So, you see, the Rashba proves he wasn't chayiv midrabanan. It's a midas chasidus to keep the mitzvahs. Okay, leave it that. Okay, next.
No mitzvah?
What?
Zero?
That's what Tosfos says. Then you're a guy. So the Rashba says, "Suma ain't a chayiv mitzvah afilu
b'derabanan." Doesn't really make any sense,
right? Yeah. Okay. Next, my time with Rabbi Yehuda on the second line. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Amar kra v'shaftu ha'eda. It says v'shaftu ha'eda. The eda will judge. Bein hamake bein gol adam al mishpatim me'ile on these dinim. If you're in Galus, you're chayiv in that. And since we said yesterday that a suma is not chayiv in Galus, then they're not chayiv in anything. Tanya Idach, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, suma ain't lo boshes. Suma is no boshes. V'chein ha'i Rabbi Yehuda, poter b'kol mitzvahs and mitzvah Torah. Omer v'shish rabbi Davidi, my time Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kra, ve'el ha'mitzvahs ha'chukim ha'mishpatim, kol she'esh no mishpatim, yesh no mitzvahs ha'chukim. V'chol she'en ha'mishpatim, ain't no mitzvahs ve'chukim. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, Mereish Hava Mina. Originally, I said, "Man, the Amar Lachak Rav Yehuda, the Amar Supatim in the Mitzvahs, Kavid the Yom Tovid Rabbanan." Whoever told me we pass like that, I'll be very happy. I'll make him a party, right? My timer. Why? Dolamavkidna. I'm not. Because I don't have to, right? The Kavidna Mitzvahs, and I'm doing Mitzvahs. So what's special about that? What? So Nachas Moshe says, I'm doing it mi ahava, exactly. Not mi yira, not greater,
right.
Not better. But this is the Rajma's Raya, that there is no, even the Rabbanan, there's nothing. What's Rabbi Yosef saying? Hashta de Shemiz Leila de Vichanina. Now we said, the Amr of Yichanina, Gadol ha-Metzuva va-Osa, Misha ain't a Metzuva va-Osa, that a Metzuva va-Osa is greater than a ain't a Metzuva va-Osa. If you tell me we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, I'll be happy, right? My time, because now that I'm commanded, I'm even more, I get more schar, I'm more happy, right? Yeah. So listen to this. The Ein Eliyahu asks, but don't we say in Pirkei Avos that you shouldn't serve to get mekabel schar? So what did he mean by that? It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that exactly? You mean it like that? Right?
I'm doing it for the schar reward.
He's just doing it for the idea.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. Okay.
I know. The whole being part of the mitzvah, I'm back on the stand, so I understand. It's no different that I'm not a Kohen. So why am I don't have those mitzvahs to do. Well, like we always give that example for somebody who's not divorced. They don't have to do. But when you do it, you do it in that way. Does that make any sense?
What do you mean that he should be potter?
It's completely. There are certain things you're potter from and certain things you're not.
So you're saying you just try your best, whatever he can do.
So Sum is potter.
No, we hold the chayev. We hold Sum as chayev.
We hold the chayev?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, so look, can they get to shul every time? Maybe not. You know, they have to have an aid. It's not so simple.
You do
what you do. You do your best.
You do your best.
If you're an ones, you're an ones. You can't judge a guy. You can't fault a guy for being an ones.
Yeah.
He's limited his life much more than someone else. No question about it. Yeah, but we hold...
Ride.
What?
That's not a free ride.
That's not a free ride, exactly. Zechomer ba'adam yibishar. In this way, says the Mishnah, Adam is worse, more machmir than a shor. If you hit a pregnant lady, a shor is not chayiv only for nezek, only nezek chayiv, and not chayiv in the vlados. Hamakes aves imo, if hit your parent, ve'ena osa ben chabura, and you don't make a wound, because if you make a wound, you chayiv misa. V'chovel b'chaveiro b'yom ha-kippurim, and you hit your friend on Yom Kippur, where there is no misa b'dei Adam, right? Chayiv b'kulon, you're chayiv. Hachovel b'ever ivri, if you hit an ever ivri, chayiv b'kulon, you're chayiv. Chutz min ha-sheves b'zman shehu shalo. You're not chayiv in sheves, lost wages if he works for you. Right? Don't pay from one pocket to the other pocket. Hachovel b'ever kenani shalachayrim. If you chovel the ever kenani of someone else, Chayiv b'kulon. You chayiv in everything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain la'avadim boshes. There's no boshes by an eved. You don't have to say boshes for an eved. Next, chere shotev v'katan p'kiyas and ra, famous line. Chere shotev v'katan, you start up with them, it's going to be bad. Why? Because achovel behen, chayiv. If you hurt them, you're chayiv. V'im chavlu al cherim b'turin. But if they hurt you, they are potter. Right? What about when they grow up? It's a machlokas if they have to pay when they grow up. In Midas Chassidus, you heard this story with these rebbes. They gave their parents money when they were nursing. They bit them, mother, and all these funny things. They did these old chomer things. That's not Mikra did, right?
But what you're saying is only by the cotton, not by the kind of shaita.
What?
The cotton's going
to
be higher.
What about a woman? She gets divorced, that she has money. Well, a woman also in this list. She doesn't have to pay,
right?
Because she has no money. She has no money, right? Okay. Ha'eved va'ishan pigiyasan ba. An eved and a woman also no good. Ha'chav v'behen chayiv. They v'shachav v'cher p'turin. They're potter. Right? Aval mashlimin la'achar zman. Oh, they have to pay after a time. Unlike a cotton. Right? Nisgar sha'isha nishtachar eved chavin l'shalem. If they become free, or she gets divorced, and she has her own income, she has to pay. Right? Now, ha'makev va'aviv v'imo va'asa ben chabura. What if it's your father and your mother and you take a big woot? Hachol v'chaver b'Shabbos, potter. If you hit somebody on Shabbos, you're potter. B'nei she nidon b'nafsho, because you're chayev b'nafsho, because you did an aveira that you get misa for. Asks the who's this? Asks the Rambam. The Rambam explains. The question is, you hit somebody. We know that in order to be chayev on Shabbos or malacha, you have to have a positive result. What's a positive result of hit you? What kind of positive thing is that? I made you a wound. What's the positive outcome? There's always a positive thing. I'm heating up the food, so I'm making the food better.
Yeah.
I'm writing, it's a positive thing. How can you be chai for destroying something? I'm destroying you.
You're making you healing guy. You're making a wound.
That's not what we're talking about. No. So
destroying something, demolition on something,
right,
is only in the context of rebuilding.
Correct. And that doesn't apply here.
Right.
You're right. If you destroy for to rebuild, hey, you're not doing that. You're just beating up the guy. So the answer is because it lets off steam. Like the Rambam says, if you rip kriya on Shabbos, if you rip something in anger, you're chayiv. What'd you rip? You ripped it. There's no to rebuild it. The answer is you let off steam. Same thing over here. You have to give some answer like that, no? The malacha is, it's a tolda of killing. The Gemara says a funny, a good line. What's the difference if I kill you half or I kill you the whole way? Right. So what's the positive thing of killing somebody? So a human being, there is none. For an animal, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. As opposed to what? There's no difference if you take a person, you hit him with your hand, you hit him with a bullet. It's the same thing.
No, but
that's the same thing.
Funny question. If you
there are all these crazy, you know,
you make a bar, it's also your action, and the guy falls in. Why is that not?
We discussed that when we did bar, no? Didn't we discuss that? I don't remember.
Way back.
Yeah. Hachova be'evet kanani shalo potter bikulam. If you hit your own Evid Kanani, you're putter, because it's all your damage, it's all your money, it's all your pocket. Okay. Now, boy me Rabbi Elazar me Rav, hachova b'bas ketana shalacherim, chavala l'mi. Right? Hachova b'bas ketana shalacherim. You damage the daughter of someone else, but a ketana. Who gets that money? Who gets that money? Me and do we say, Kivin da'aknele rechmona shevech na'urim la'av, since the father basically has all rights in this daughter, he could sell her, he could make her go to work, all these things he has the rights to her. If she's raped, he gets the money, all these things. Right? So, chavala nami davu ahave, the money also goes to the father. My time, why? Da paschem mikaspa, because you reduced her value. You damaged her. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Shevach ne'urim hu da'akdi le'rachmana. The rights only go to the father because he has because he gets the e boy limimsar le mukashchin matzi masar. He can give her to any mukashchin, any low life in the world. Av a chavala, but a chavala kivon the e boy mitzchabel be lo matzi chavel. Well, he can't hit her his own daughter. They don't want to do that. You're right. He gets the financial stake in her because he can marry off to any jerk, any loser, right? So then you could say, well, Shevach Ne'urim is the father. But over here, because he has the right to do it. Over here, he doesn't have the right to hurt her. So why should he get the money? Right? Lo Kinele Rachmana, right?
And she should get it
herself. Amaleh, you're right. Lo Zach Torah. La'av ela shevach ne'urim b'vad. You're right. He only gets money that has to do with marriage. He doesn't get stam if someone hits her. He'll get that. Eisvei, 1 minute. Hachov el be'evet ivri. If someone hits an evet ivri, chayev b'kulan, chutz ben ha'sheves, bizman shehu shalo. Right? What did the Mishnah say? If you hit an evet ivri, you have to pay everything, not sheves, because he works for you. Right? So what's the kasha? Look at Rashi, second line, second wide line. V'lo be'eved da'acher, denos din shevto l'rabo. If someone else is evidivri, of course you have to pay sheves. Of course you have to, right? Someone else is evidivri? Of course. V'ktani mi, at any rate, the evidivri shalo, putter. Why is it putter in sheves? Why are you putter if you hit your own evidivri?
Because it's yours.
Ho, ma'asi shalo, because it's yours. All his income is yours. V'hachirami, kivin debito ma'asi de'a shalo, since your daughter could work. And all the money goes to you. Lishkol Sheves, Dida, take her Sheves. Why can't you take her Sheves? So we asked the question. Someone hits a girl, who gets the money? Shouldn't the father get at least the Sheves? Right? V'kashu l'rav d'amalov zichzatar v'la'av elo shevach n'ur b'lvad. D'vad d'afilu chav elo zachzalo. She should also get the damage, the nezek. So, you hear that kashu? So Amar Baya,
he should.
Amar Baya, you're right. Moda Rav b'sheves, demaisi de, you're right. You're right, he gets the sheves, the father. Not the nezek and the tar. The sheves, you're right, he gets the sheves.
If there is sheves.
If there is. Demaisi de, adchas bogeres davia. Demaisi de, adchas bogeres davia hava. You're right. Till she grows up, he gets the sheves, taka. What about the rest of it? No. Eisvei, hachovel, eisvei. Listen to this question. Hachovel b'bno gadol, if you hit your son as an adult, itin lo miyad, you have to pay him. Hit your son. B'bno cotton, if you hit a cotton, he's a young kid, yasa lo segula. You have to give him a segula. So that means a sefer Torah. You buy him some investment. He doesn't have the money anyway in his now, he's a kid, but you have to pay. Right, you see, you have to pay. Hachovel b'bito ketana, potter. If you hit your daughter who's a katana, you're potter. Not only that, elachem shechav luba chavin l'tel alavia. You have to pay the father. And Akasha. So the Gemara answers, no, hachanami b'sheves. That's only the sheves. You're right, the sheves you have to pay, nothing else. Okay. Now, ubno gadol yitin lo miyad, and the cotton, the gadol, you have to pay him right away. He hit your son, he's 20 years old. You have to pay. He'll take you to court. No heter. One minute. Hachov elbibno v'ubnosav shalachayrim gadolim. If you hit someone else's kids, yitin lehem miyad. You have to pay right away. Kitanim yasel lehem segula. And kitanim, you have to do a segula, which is bonav ubnosav shalom potter, but your own, your potter. So amri lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha kan, when are you potter? When don't you have to pay? Right? Kishin som kadal shulchano. When they rely, their home. Even though 20 years old, he's still living at your table. So you know what? You don't have to pay. Kan, when do you have to pay? Kishin ain't som kadal shulchano. Right? Where they're not, where they're independent. So what's the difference between your son and someone else? No different. So b'mayu kimta l'kamaisa. What's the first case? The first case is, b'she'ein somchen al shulchano. He's not relying on you, he's independent. Ihachi ein maseifa. Look at the seifa of that case. Hachov l'bito haktana potter. You hit your daughter, your potter. V'lo'od alachem shachov l'bachavon l'itin l'aviyah. If they're independent, then what are we saying now? It has nothing to do with age. That has to do with independence. So why? So if someone else hits the daughter, why are you giving the money to the father? She's independent. With the da boy lemeisav, the boy mizone, let her give it to her. She can have some food. She's independent. Even if a master katana was eved, work for me, but I don't have to pay you, right? Hani mili be eved kanani. Damale he can say to an eved kanani. Damale katana him. Of it, if you do so, kuliyoma, at night you work for me. Ulaurta zel sechar v'achal. And at the night, go ahead and go collect for yourself. Go beg for yourself. Go to the shul and people give you a dollar. Go stand there. I don't have to pay you. That you can do to an Eved Kanani. Aval Eved Ivri, diksiv, v'kitov lo imcha, kitov lo imach, I'm sorry, imach. Imcha b'machal, imcha b'mishte. You can't do that. Right? Lo, you can't do that. Kol shkein bito, you can't do that. Can do that to your daughter, right? So why are you giving the money, right?
To the father.
What?
Why are you giving the money to the father?
Exactly.
It should go to her.
Exactly. Kedama Rava, Braid of Ula, Lonitzricha El Lahadafa. We're talking about the extra. Hachanami, Lonitzricha. We didn't say the halacha that if you chovel your daughter, that's el hadafa, only talking about the extra. The extra maybe he gets. B'mayu kimta libas raisa. What was the second case? B'som chedal shulchano. When the kids are not independent, right? So gedol amitim lehem miyad. The adults you have to pay. Kitanim yasel lehem segula. So 1 second. If they're not independent, why do you have to pay them? Right? Avim, we're talking about someone else hit them. Someone else hit them. Lavim boy lemesav. She gave it to the father. They're not independent. Amri, what was the reason, by the way, that you should pay the father? What's the svara? The svara is
the money.
What?
He's laying out money for it.
Exactly. So he's laying out money, and they're getting a windfall.
Right.
That causes Ava between the family. What kind of business? I'm supporting this kid. He's learning, and he's in college. I'm supporting him, and he gets a windfall. That's terrible. Halachically, he gets a windfall? No, can't be. So now, why are they paying the father? Why are they paying the kid now? So the Gemara says like this. Listen to this Gemara. Amri kika kapid. He's only, you know what bothers the father? The midi de chaser. If he has to lay something out, if it would cost him, if it makes his wallet get skittier, that bothers him. Rashi says, Mimona, kagonhecha de chaval ba ihu, denemalei anan zil shlib. If I hit him, I have to pay. But if he gets a windfall from somewhere else, call a kavod. Don't bother the father. Why should it bother him? It only bothers him if it comes out of his pocket. Right? Bemidi the asi ba'alma, lo kapid. Something comes from left field. Why should it bother him?
Because he's laying out money.
He's not laying out money for this event.
Exactly.
This event. Someone hit the kid. So why should the money go to the father? Well, the father's supporting him. But the father minds the kid gets a little windfall. Doesn't cost him anything. That's okay. So he says, 1 second. For mitzia da alma kaasi hu lahu v'ka kapid. But tama mitzia, someone, if the kid finds something in the street, it belongs to the father. Why is the father upset? Some windfall from left field. Right? So Amri, no. Ravcha da kaasi lemi alma, if some benefit comes from left field, v'lethli tzaira din avshayu, and it didn't cause the son any pain, then bigavei kapid. Of course he's going to be upset. I'm supporting him, and he won the lottery? That's not fair. Aval, but chaval, it's like tired de goofe. But the kid got beaten up, right? And it got pain. It was in pain. And it comes from left field. Low cupid. So father doesn't want the father mind, right? Make sense? Okay. Vahahasam, but over there, what was over there? In the first brisa, right? By the daughter. This like tired to goofy. It first of all causes pain. Ume alma ka asila, and it came from left field. The kakapid, and yet he was makpid. The katani, because it said, oh, not only that, they have to give the father. What are they giving the father for? It came from left field, and they beat her up. So the Gemara says, Amri hasam the gabra kabdanahu. Now we're talking about a very short tempered guy. He's a kapdan. Whatever that means. He's a short-tempered guy. Everything bothers this guy.
Who the father is?
The father, yeah. He's a short-tempered guy.
He's a short-tempered guy, and therefore?
He's a short-tempered guy, and therefore?
Next line.
One more line. Therefore, afilu b'midi de'islu me'alma kapid. He doesn't support her, right?
Right.
And something coming from left field, and it bothers him.
So therefore,
he gets the money.
Why?
What? He doesn't support her.
Right.
Why would he get the money? Came from left field.
Yeah. One second. I'm reading this wrong. What's the chat here? What's the Matthias? What's going on here?
He's not supporting.
First time this person is a
more easygoing.
No, the first one is a little wife, his father.
Right.
Doesn't give him any money, doesn't support them.
Right.
Yeah, he's still begrudging of them anyway.
Right.
Second one's not.
Right, so why should I change the halacha?
Yeah.
That's what he's asking. Why should I change the halacha? Just because the guy's a jerk. Why should I change the halacha?
He's not supporting her.
Oh, he's not supporting her.
Check.
Who doesn't support his daughter, he's saying? What?
Yeah.
Right, so that's a simon. The fact that he's not even supporting his own daughter.
Yeah, what do you mean? Why should you get anything?
Why should you get anything? The father.
Why should they get anything?
Right.
Why
do we have to end this case about the father is short tempered, though?
No. Since he doesn't support his daughter, who doesn't support the daughter? You ever met somebody like that? One in a million. You find some, you hear these stories, right? Yeah. Why? Because they're pretty low people.
Right.
Not even supporting their own daughter. That's indicative. Of the fact that he's mocked about everything, right? So then why should he get the money, though? Why should he?
He shouldn't. But he does get it.
He takes it, in other words.
Yeah.
He just takes it.
He shouldn't be getting it.
He shouldn't be getting it. Of course he shouldn't be getting it. But he takes it. That's what it means. He chopped it.
So he's right?
He's right. So he did it. That's the case. The case is he did it.
You gotta go to the cases.
So what's your ramification?
He
stole the money. So what's the ramification?
Yeah. Nothing. So he stole that. That's why he had. That's why the money went to him, because he demanded it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have gone to him. Oh, that makes sense. Kika kapid, right? Kika kapid. When is he makpid? B'midi deka chaserle. B'midi the asim me'alma lo kapid. One second.
This is what they said before, but
part of the first one. But
hacha. The lav gavra kabdanahu. He's not like that, this guy.
Right.
Because he's supporting his own daughter. He's supporting her. Kika kapit. So when does it bother him? Only bothers him when he loses something. Lo kapit. If it comes from left field, doesn't bother him at all. So let her get the windfall. So that, but talk, right, okay, fine.
Not Matthias, not a person. Matthias in a case. This is the type of person, and this is what the case is. Completely different.
Right. Okay. Good. Excellent. Next. My segula. What do we mean to say that was a segula? What's a segula? Rav Chisda Amar Sefer Torah. Rav Chisda said it's a Sefer Torah. Rav Abba Rav Huna Amar Dikla De Ochel Mine Tamri. It's a dekel where you eat dates. V'chein Amar Rish Lakish. Lo Zachsa. Okay, we're going to stop here. Because we're going to stop here because... Oh, no, we'll get to two dots. Okay. Rav Chisda Amar Rish Lakish. Lo Zachsa Torah La'av Elef Shevach Nur Bilvad. Rav Shlakish Paskins. Torah only gives the father Shevach Nur. Rav Yochanan Amar. No, I feel a pitzia. Even a wound. Psiya sol kadaitach? What kind of wound? I feel a Rebbe Lazar lo kamin boyle elachavala da paschei mikaspe. The only time he even allowed it was because it reduced her value. She has a wound, it reduced her value. I have a pitzia. What's a pitzia? It's an injury that doesn't look the lo a paschei mikaspe lo kamin boyle. But it doesn't. It what?
Not visible.
It's not visible. No, it's in the face. And it reduced her value. Right? So therefore, that's why.
So the father gets that.
What?
If it loses her, diminishes her value, the father gets it, not her.
The father, right. So this is. So but we have 1 minute to talk about that case, what happened in Lakewood. I don't know the end of the story. You heard about the case that happened in Lakewood? I told you this with the baby?
No.
So what does the Mishnah say? She passed in this way. If that Pekiyasan Ra. If you start up with a child,
right,
you're going to lose. Because if you damage a child, you have to pay.
Right.
But if the child damages you, you don't have to pay. So there's a woman in a clothing store. That's how this over, right? There was a woman in a clothing store.
Did it tell us the end result?
I don't know the end result. There was a woman in a clothing store in Lakewood. And the baby threw up on the clothing, on some of the clothing.
On a
clothing store, yeah. And the store owner said, please pay me for the clothing. Even if I wash it, I can't resell it. I can't sell this now. So she said, no. I mean, the husband, no, p'kiyasa ra. The baby's not chayiv.
Well, she's a London.
You hear? What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
I don't understand. If the mother had tried on the dress and had got makeup on it,
She's an adult.
She's an adult.
Right, like, but the store accepts that liability.
I don't know about that.
No. Yeah.
You never know. It's expensive. Yeah, what did Josh say?
Josh said the store never requires them to pay. Right. He said, but most of the time, most people say something or give something.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's happened before in the history of the world where a woman tried, or a man also, and they did them damage. Right. So, but you're talking about that's the practical smarts. The practical smarts is, should I make this guy pay?
Correct.
Right? We're not talking about that. We're talking about the halacha. Right? You can't deal with practical, normal people.
Don't confuse it with practical smart.
So that went to a bezin, actually. I don't know what the story was. For anyone I spoke to said that the baby is putter.
Yeah.
Right? The baby's putter. Yes. Now, should the mother pay? Yes. Should the baby pay when he grows up? All these other questions. That's
Menschlichkeit is that she has to pay. The question is...
Correct. Could they force her to? Right.
Right.
All right.
I don't
Very good. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good job.